Jesus said, "The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life." Loving Father, as we turn to the Bible now, please teach us what it means to build our lives upon the words of Jesus. Please be with Jamie as he speaks from your words. And please would we hear you address us as we look at your word together. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 24. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash."
Today, we're looking at the last part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Earlier in the sermon, Jesus has given us a clear picture of what the Christian life should look like. And here, he tells us about the most fundamental detail of our lives, the foundation. Now, being a geologist, I couldn't miss the opportunity to talk about the foundations of houses. In Hastings, you probably don't have too much to worry about your foundations. Your house is probably built on rocks called the Wealden Group. They're pretty unexciting, muddy-looking rocks, but unless you live right on a cliff edge, you probably don't have to worry about your house collapsing away. If, however, you lived in Dudley in the West Midlands or in Cornwall, you might have something to worry about, because there, your house might be built on top of an old mine shaft. There might just be a thin layer holding your house up, and if there's heavy rain or flooding, it might wash that thin layer away and your house will collapse. Or maybe you've seen the pictures of some of the massive sinkholes that can open up in Florida, gobbling up houses. They've got a limestone cavern beneath that no one realises is there until the roof collapses. Having good foundations is clearly very important. And if it's important for our houses, it's even more important for our lives. Jesus tells us there are two types of foundation we can have. There are two ways we can live our life. And if you're taking notes, that's my first point. There are two ways that we can live. Jesus splits people into two groups in the passage. The first group of people are the people who hear his words and obey them. Take a look at verse 24. Jesus says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." The remaining group of people, the others, are the people who hear Jesus' words but don't obey them. He says in verse 26, "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand." Jesus is telling us there are two ways we can choose to live our life. One is hearing Jesus' words and not putting them into practice, saying, "I'm in charge, not you, Jesus. I'm going to live the way that I want to, no matter what you say." The other way that we can choose to live is to hear Jesus' words and to put them into practice, to allow Jesus to be king of my life, not me, to try to live the way that pleases him. It reminded me a bit of when I'm out driving somewhere unfamiliar. I don't know if you have ever been in that situation. You don't recognise any of the places on the road signs. maybe it's dark or there's thick fog as well. I normally keep a sat-nav with me, just in case, for these type of situations. Maybe if you're a bit more old school, you might have a passenger who can help you to map read. As the driver, sitting there, hearing your sat-nav, or what your map reader says, you have a choice. You've got two options. You can listen to the directions you're being given, or you can ignore them and go your own way. Have a guess. The big difference in when you end up is not in how long you've been listening to the directions, but in how you respond to them. You might spend hours and hours driving around listening to what the sat-nav or your map reader is saying, but if you ignore every direction, you're probably not going to end up where you want to head to. Alternatively, you may only listen to the directions for a couple of minutes, but if you follow them, you'll end up in the right place. So we're all sitting here, and we're hearing from Jesus. Some of us may have been coming to church reading the Bible for many years. For other of us, it may have been the first time that we've heard what Jesus has to say. But that's not the big difference. The dividing line, Jesus says, is in how we respond. Either we choose to put what Jesus says into practice or not. Either it changes our lives or we ignore it. So I'd encourage us all to take a moment to think, which of these lives am I living? Which of these lives do I want to live? Because we are all living one way or the other. There isn't a third option. One is living with Jesus as King. The other is living with ourselves on the throne. We don't want to listen to what Jesus has to say. He's relegated to the sidelines. We're out of the picture completely. Which of these ways to live we choose matters, because we see in the passage that our lives are eventually going to be tested. And that's my second point, if you're taking notes. Our lives will be tested, and it's the foundations that matter. Our lives will be tested, and it's the foundations that matter. Jesus compared the two ways of life to two houses, one built on sand, the other on foundations of solid rock. Both houses stay standing to begin with. They may have looked equally impressive on the surface, but with all the best materials by the best tradesmen. But it's the foundations that count. And these two houses have very different foundations. Soon a storm comes, which tests them, exposing their differences. Jesus tells us that for both houses, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. The lives that we build are also going to face a test. But it's not going to be a test of extreme weather, but standing before God that we will have to face. God's our creator. He created us to live in relationship with him, to obey him. But we all, by nature, reject God, choose to ignore him, go our own way. It's something that we're all guilty of in different ways. None of us have lived the perfect life that God desires. We've all done things that displease him. And God's rightly angry as a result. When we stand before God, we deserve to face justice, the punishment that we deserve for rejecting him, for the wrong things that we've done. However, if we put our trust in Jesus, choosing life with him as King, we're saved from the punishment that we deserve. Not because of any good things that we've done or may do in the future, but because of Jesus. Unlike us, he lived the perfect life, never sinning, never disobeying God the Father. And he died in our place on the cross. On the cross, Jesus faced the storm of God's anger at all of our wrongdoing, taking the punishment that we deserve in our place. When we stand before God, he sees Jesus' perfect life rather than our sinful life, if we put our trust in him. So if we choose life obedient to Jesus as our King and our Saviour, we have him as our foundation. We can be brought safely through the storm, which we could never survive on our own, because of our firm foundation, who faced the storm for us. If, however, we choose to live disobeying Jesus, saying, I'm ultimately in charge of my life, we decide to build on other foundations. Maybe our life is founded on striving for money or for the perfect relationship, or just the desire to have a good time. It could be that our life is founded on our own good deeds. But all of these foundations, built with us in charge, not on the solid foundation that Jesus provides, they can't bring us safely through the storm, will not be able to stand in the face of God's judgment, will face the justice that we deserve. It's not the superficial things of these two ways of life that are of ultimate importance. It's the foundation. I don't know if you've ever seen a counterfeit watch or a counterfeit piece of designer clothing. Counterfeits look like valuable, sought-after items, but on the surface, but underneath, they're really cheap, poor-quality copies. Some of the counterfeits I've seen can be really bad. They might have spelling mistakes, like a pair of Adidas trainers or a Rolex watch, or they might have parts missing. But others can be cleverly made, and on the surface, they look very similar to the real thing. But if you take them to the maker, the person who makes the real product, they will be able to tell you for definite if it's the genuine article or not. They can see past the superficial similarities. And when we stand before God, our maker, he will see past how our lives look superficially too. He will know if we built our lives on things other than Jesus, even if outwardly we seem to do all the right things. And he will know those of us who built our lives on a foundation of trusting and obeying Jesus. So for those of us who are Christians, I think it's a challenge to examine our lives, to make sure that we're building on the right foundations. Because on the surface, these two ways of life might look similar. We can outwardly appear to do all the right things, but still be building on a foundation of disobedience to Jesus. Maybe I turn up to church every week without fail, but I think because I've not missed a Sunday for years, God will definitely welcome me into heaven. I deserve it. Maybe the motivation for my serving in church or my work in the community is to get a good reputation for myself. Maybe I'm happy to have Jesus in my life as long as he takes second place to my career or my popularity or my comfort. Maybe I know the Bible really well. I'm an expert in sound theology, but I don't let it affect my life. I want to keep me in charge, not Jesus. If we're Christians, we need Jesus to be our foundation. The one that we completely rely on to get us to heaven, and the one who is ultimate king of our lives. Let's make sure the lives that we build, all that we do, is built on this foundation. For some of us here, though, facing God's judgment may be something you've never thought about before, or maybe something that you don't want to think about. But it's something that we'll all have to face one day. So it's something really important to be prepared for. In Jesus, we can be prepared, and it doesn't have to be something that we fear. If you're someone that isn't living with Jesus as your foundation, the forgiveness that he offers is open to you. God wants to forgive you. You don't need to build a life good enough for God. We can never do that. But Jesus has died on the cross to pay for your sins, so that when you stand before God, he will welcome you into eternal life in heaven. He's lived the perfect life that none of us can, and taken the punishment that we deserve on the cross. All that you have to do is accept the forgiveness on offer. Accept Jesus' offer to pay for your sins and to choose to start living with him as your king. It's an important offer to consider, because Jesus' parable tells us that only life with Jesus as the foundation will endure. And that's my last point if you're taking notes. Only a life with Jesus as the foundation will endure. The difference in the fates of the two houses is stark. For the house built on the rock, Jesus tells us, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. The house endured. But for the house built on the sand, under the same test, it's a very different story. Jesus tells us, the house built on the sand fell with a great crash. The result was destruction. If we build our life on a foundation of trust in Jesus and obedience to him, He brings us safely through the storm. He took the punishment that we deserve. It means that we will endure. God will welcome us into eternal life in heaven. We can be certain of it because of Jesus. If we reject Jesus and his offer to save us and build our life on other things, we can't be saved from the punishment we deserve. We'll be cut off from God and all the good things that come from him. We'll face a calamitous end, like the house on the sand. Maya and I recently went on holiday to the Lake District, and while we were up there, we climbed several mountains, including Scafell Pike. And when we climbed the mountains, sometimes we would reach part of the walk where there were two paths. One path would carry on a low level, quite a flat path. The other one would be a steep path leading up to the top of the mountaintop. Only the steep path that we would take up to the top of the mountain would lead us where we wanted to go, where we were rewarded by views of the surrounding countryside and a sense of satisfaction. The other path led off elsewhere. As we struggled up our path, it'd be tempting to wish that we were down there on the low-level path, where it was flat, taking an easy stroll, rather than climbing on uphill, marching on, stuffing custard creams in our mouths to help us keep going. But the uphill path was the only choice if we wanted to reach the mountaintop and be rewarded by the views. The other path led elsewhere. The only choice that made sense in the long run was to stick to our path. In the end, we were rewarded when we sat on top of the mountain, taking in the beautiful view and eating even more custard creams. If we're Christians living with Jesus as the foundation, we may feel tempted to abandon our path too when we see others ignoring him and enjoying success, wealth, or popularity as a result. We may see someone enjoying more career success than us because of the time that we've devoted to serving God. Or we may feel left out with our group of friends because we decide not to join in with their gossiping. It might make us tempted to give up on following Jesus, wishing that we were taking what looks like the more comfortable and easy route. And for those of us not following Jesus, it may seem mystifying why anyone would want to take the trouble of following Jesus when they could live life as they want, free to do exactly as they please. Just like our paths were the only way to reach the mountaintop, a life following Jesus is the only one that will endure and lead us to heaven. It's the only choice that makes sense. Even more so when we consider the other option. Abandoning our path in the walk would have made us miss out on the mountaintop, which would have been disappointing, but not terrible. However, choosing to reject Jesus as our foundation means that we miss out on everlasting life in heaven. And like the house on the sand, we face calamity, destruction. If we're Christians, remembering our wonderful future in heaven and the terrible alternative that we've been saved from can help us to resist the temptation to think that life's better without Jesus. We are living the life that will bring everlasting joy because it's built on the firm foundation that Jesus is. His death on the cross opens the door to an everlasting future in heaven for us. It's the only life that leads to this future. So let's not be tempted to abandon our foundation. And if you're not a Christian here today, if you're not trusting in Jesus yet, it's really important to take some time to take a look at these things. Having Jesus as our foundation is the only way that we can enter eternal life, the only way we can be saved from the punishment that we deserve. If you'd like to find out more or talk about anything else I've spoken about, I'd love to talk to you after the service, so please feel free to come and have a chat. We've seen that we have a clear choice as to how we live our lives. Either we live with Jesus in charge as our King and Saviour, relying on his death for our forgiveness, or we build our lives on some other foundation, living with ourselves as King, not listening to Jesus. We've seen these two ways of life lead to very different futures. My hope for us all is that we choose life with Jesus as our foundation, hearing and obeying his commands, trusting him as our Saviour, because this is the life that will last and lead us to heaven. I'm going to pray as we finish. Father God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that we can have a firm foundation for our lives in him, a certain hope of a future with you in heaven. And I pray for all of us that that would be a foundation we would build our lives upon and hold on to. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.